If you're just joining us, this is All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. Yeah, those are storm clouds. It has been a turbulent week in the world of classical music. Carnegie Hall's labor dispute with its stagehands led to the cancellation of its opening night gala. The Minnesota Orchestra, already 1 year into its own labor dispute, just lost their music director and the leader of its composer institute. And the New York City Opera filed for bankruptcy. Here to help sort through the wreckage is NPR Music classical producer Tom Heisinger. Tom, yikes.
Yeah, yikes. I mean, I feel like it's a week when the classical music world tried to one-up Congress and the government shutdown.
It's awful and it's ugly. Well, let's start with Minnesota. We were listening there to, that was Beethoven's Sixth Symphony, the Pastoral, with Osmo Venska, their conductor, and now he's gone.
Really, it's a pity because Venska has already polished this orchestra into one of the world's finest. And, you know, the problem is that the two sides, the management and the musicians, have rarely met in person over this year-long lockout, basically over wages. You know, they pulled in former Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell in July to mediate. That didn't work. I mean, he had better luck brokering peace in Northern Ireland. So Venska, this highly revered music director and conductor, threatened to resign months ago if the two sides couldn't settle. The deadline came and went, and this past Tuesday, after 10 years with the orchestra, he resigns. I don't know if you read, there was a very interesting article in The Telegraph this past week, the London paper, from Ivan Hewitt, a classical music critic. He was extremely blunt, saying that U.S. orchestra musicians are grossly overpaid and greedy. I mean, he cited the Minnesota orchestra average wage of about $108,000, and then noting that the British Halle Orchestra, a fairly comparable group, was advertising recently for string players at about £30,000, which is just under $50,000.
So when it comes to money, though, even $100,000 in the Minnesota Orchestra, they apparently make less than stagehands in Carnegie Hall, who I learned this week make close to $500,000, and they kept Carnegie Hall from opening.
These are the stagehands of Local One. And then Carnegie Hall suddenly just tried to stand up to this very powerful union. And as a result, the stagehands called a strike and reportedly the first in the hall's history, which dates back to 1891 when none other than Tchaikovsky was there on hand to conduct the official opening concert. But Friday afternoon, Carnegie released a statement saying that they had come to an agreement and all the concerts, the rest of the concerts on the schedule are proceeding as planned.
Also in New York, and I got to say this one really bums me out, is the New York City Opera. New York's not hurting for great opera with the Metropolitan, but the New York City Opera would put on sort of unusual stuff and do a great job, and now it looks like they're gone.
They folded and filed for bankruptcy this week, a real shame because, like you say, they took chances. They nurtured the work of American composers like Carlyle, Floyd's Susanna, an opera that some say is the greatest American opera ever written. But honestly, Arun, it's been a long downhill slide for the New York City Opera, and here we are. The curtain has come down for the last time.
So, Tom, are you, with after this miserable week, are you worried about the future of classical performance in the country?
The equation is this. You got rising costs plus declining revenues. That equals a big, fat problem, and this is evident to almost every symphony around the country. The thing is, with orchestras, is that you can't belt-tighten when it comes to playing a Mahler symphony. You absolutely need 105 players. You can't do it with 75 or 50. And I think management is responsible for maintaining the budget. It's like a garden. They need to tend it, not let it get out of control, and clearly it got way out of control in Minnesota and with the New York City Opera.
That's NPR Music classical producer Tom Heisinger. Tom, thank you.
Great to be here, Arun.